initial flurry in that opening period, 8-2 in shots, and then your team seemed to take it over. What do you think it was that kind of gave you guys that momentum back?
Well, they did have some shots early in the first period, but nothing really dangerous. They were bringing pucks to the net, and that it's part of everybody's game plan to bring pucks to the net. But we were managing the game well. I didn't feel that we were giving up chances in the first period, even though the shots were. Sometimes it's a tricky stat. Shooting pucks from everywhere, and I thought we did a good job to protect our goalie, to take the rebounds away. But we stuck to our plan. We kept it simple tonight. That's a team that forechecks with four guys. Like, their Ds are really involved, so there's not much space. But if you do it right, you can create some scoring chances for and rushes for. And I thought we did that well. We managed the puck well. Obviously, nothing's perfect, but as a whole and the way we approached the game, it was right.
Nice to see the captain get back into the lineup and get the opening goal of the game.
Well, your line of centers is so important in the hockey game. Having at least three guys that played in the middle before, that helps a little bit. And he's not only good on the ice. What you see as the result and the actions he does on the ice is he's our captain, and what he brings, it's more than that. It's having him around the team between periods on the bench. It makes a difference, so it was good to have him back for sure.
You put three players together like you did with Patrice and JC and Brennan Tanev, who really haven't played together as a line before. What's the secret to success? Because that line looked like they had some instant chemistry and really worked well, dangerous all game.
Yeah, well, it's three older players. They all three in the NHL at some point. They got good experience. There's a combination there of good reads, speed, physicality. So we think it's a good line. Not only they can play well defensively, they can shut down a top line, but they can bring momentum. And three guys that work hard, so it's we felt it was a good combination.
With all the additional players you've gotten down with the Jets getting healthy up front, how nice is it for your team to be able to roll four lines now?
Well, it makes a difference. Not only that, but especially the matchups and having guys not double shifting on a special team. So having not as many guys that play power play and PK. So we have more energy 5-on-5, and you see it in crucial times in the game when you need to gain momentum, you still have energy. So obviously playing four lines is a big help.
And on that front, you see a team like Columbus just in here the other day. They roll four lines. They all can score. Is that ideally what you want as a coach? Because you look at your lines today, it would be tough to just say on paper what your actual fourth line is necessarily. I mean, all are offensive threats potentially.
Well, believe it or not, and we tell that to the players all the time, we don't feel there's a first line or a fourth line. We feel we have different roles on the lines. What we need to achieve as a line, it might be different. But obviously, as a coach, and you know, in this league and the NHL, you want to play four lines as much as you can. But really, the way the players manage the game and play the game dictates a little bit how you're going to coach them during the game. If they're going well, of course you want to keep it four lines and go. It helps your decision. But if one line or two players out of three is not going, then we'll have to make some adjustments.